Hi there, folks. Welcome to the A Minute to Midnight show. This is Tony, currently coming to you from Pennsylvania. And with me today, I have my wife, Holly. And Holly's going to be sharing some information that I think is kind of important for us to hear. The last couple of videos and episodes that I've done have covered certain things like the ancient mystery schools and Freemasonry and the New Age, basically how that's infiltrated the world and Christian circles as well, and how we need to avoid that and be aware of it, to have discernment so that we know what's going on. And in a way, this will kind of be a little bit of a continuation of that, with Holly sharing some research that she's done. So anyway, Holly, welcome. It's good to be doing a show together. We haven't done one together for ages.
Yeah, thanks, Tony. I'm really excited to share this. This is actually something that I put together, and I really feel like the Lord placed this on my heart to share with everybody today.
Yeah, you put it together, a lot of it, quite some time ago, and then just pulled it all together now to put it into a show format, which I think is great, because we've talked about doing this for a long while.
Yeah, I'm so thankful that we're able to present this today. It's something I've worked on a long time ago, and I'm so glad that it's put together and actually able to be released today.
Yeah, that's good. And I mean, there are a lot of things that can sidetrack people into various cults and sects and pseudo-Christian doctrines. And I'm thinking of a book that was called A Course of Miracles, which is a really deceptive New Age book masquerading as something that Christians could, you know, use, and yet it's very occultic. And we've looked at Alice Bailey's teachings in the last couple of videos and how they've impacted the world and how they're infiltrated the drive towards a new world order and one world government and things like that. And then there's the Vatican and Freemasonry and all that. But so this kind of follows on from that in a way. So perhaps you could begin to address what you're wanting to share here.
Okay, so I guess in these last days, we need to know what the Word of God says, and the enemy is trying to do whatever he can to distort and pervert God's Word. Satan has been twisting God's Word and leading people astray into darkness. When people are trying to reach God through various deceptions, they're actually ending up consulting with demons, and they will end up on a dangerous and destructive path. And we need the Spirit of Truth to lead us and guide us. We need to follow the Word of God and not these doctrines of demons. And there are books that look Christian, but in fact are straight from the pit of hell with nothing but lies and deception to try to sway people away from the truth. Even though it may appear to look like the real thing, it is nothing more than an evil counterfeit. And we need to be wise as serpents and gentle as doves. And the best thing to do is to study God's word for yourself.
Yep, totally agree. Yeah, absolutely.
So one such book that I came across was a book called Touched by Angels, True Cases of Close Encounters of the Celestial Kind by Eileen Elias Freeman. She speaks about having a guardian angel, and while these might seem harmless, she teaches people to basically call upon their guardian angel, even above calling on the name of Jesus. And she even had a name for her guardian angel. So she's basically encouraging people to call on angelic help, which is not biblical. Satan wants these books to sound harmless because their end goal is deception. If anyone writes anything that goes contrary to the Word of God, they need to have their eyes open because they are blind. Well, they could actually knowingly be trying to deceive people too. We all know if a blind person leads another blind person, the scripture says that they both go into the ditch. So even if this looks good and wholesome, these people that bite the bait are going to be in trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, for sure. Yep.
But you're right, Tony. A lot of this New Age metaphysics stuff has infiltrated a lot of Christian circles.
Absolutely, it has. More and more, I believe.
This is how the New Age false Christianity is marketed. And like we said, churches are being infiltrated with this stuff. And so we must be aware of the false teachers because Satan will use them to exploit you with their smooth words like oil, as I've heard people say. But it is all in fact a deception at its core. These false teachers will perish due to their corruption if they don't repent in time. And they teach others to forsake the right way, and they themselves are unstable. In this book, she says God wants us to grow in wisdom and love, which sounds great at first, but there is no true wisdom if it isn't coming from the Lord. She talks about how we are supposed to be these perfect beings of energies. The only way we will ever be perfect is once we cross the Jordan and we are fully conformed into the image of Christ. None of us are perfect. But when they're talking about being perfect beings of energies, this is some of this confusing New Age terminology.
Totally, yep.
This author is like a well without water. Her teachings are not of the Lord. She also encourages people to call on the angelic to help you, but we are to call upon the name of the Lord, as we were just saying. She said that she saw a silvery light in a gray mist, and it told her there is nothing to be afraid of. But we do have the fear of the Lord. We need to fear God. I believe this is totally a demonic being that appeared to her as a child. And she talks about the guardian angel voice, that it reassured her as a child. But, you know, we should be going to the Lord for our reassurance. So this is really just misdirecting people. I hope people can bear with me, because when we really dig into this stuff, it's really unbelievable what she's trying to teach. I honestly thought this was just a book about angel worship. I was so surprised after I looked at this stuff. It really is a whole umbrella full of occultic teachings. One of the things the author says is that angel had subtly changed more than my perception of death. He had altered my whole fearful approach to life. The enemy will give you a false sense of peace if it can deceive you. This author, Eileen, she says that she was asking her guardian angel whether or not to share this experience, and it told her to speak about her angelic encounter. We're not supposed to be asking angels what to do. This is what astrologers do, and any kind of soothsayer or divination, this stuff is an abomination to the Lord. Even though this might not seem like a big deal to people, this in actuality is causing people to be led astray. We need to ask God what to do and seek counsel from the Most High. I know that I followed a lot of astrological websites and did a lot of tarot card readings and stuff back in the day. So I can tell you all this stuff is not good. Eileen says she was looking to her spirit guide to guide her and not Jesus. She even professed to become a Catholic, which teach a lot of things that aren't biblical, not to mention that Catholics are into angel worship. We know that the Pope doesn't have the ability to forgive sins. So it doesn't matter if you call yourself a Christian witch, it is still a deception and it will not save you. There is no such thing as a good witch, whether you are a white witch or a black witch. The enemy is behind that either way.
Yeah, absolutely, totally. Yep, and as far as angels, there are appearances of angels at times, and God does use angels to talk to people at times, but the people shouldn't be seeking it. It's like God is sovereign and he brings it, you know, angels in certain occasions, but not like what we are seeing here in these writings.
Yeah, if it's a real true angel sent by God, then it's going to line up with scripture and it's going to be pushing you towards God and leading you to do the right thing.
And the truth of Jesus Christ. Yep.
Yeah. She says, studying the different religious systems, Western, Eastern, I began to see just how universal the angels of God are. Virtually every religious system I studied contained beings whose mission and activities were comparable to that of angels I knew. Sometimes they were called Kami or Peri or Fravashi, if I'm saying that right. Sometimes they were seen as demigods or sons and daughters of gods, but in most respects they were messengers, guardians, protectors. So she's really talking about fallen angels. We as Christians, we know that these are fallen angels that she is referring to, because all of these different quote-unquote angels from different world religions, we just know it doesn't work that way. This is trying to convince people of this whole one world religion concept, the coexist movement. That's kind of what I got from that. And not all angels are good. That's just the truth. Many of these so-called angels are sinister, evil spirits. They're the third of the angels that fell. And we don't need to be idolizing them or thinking that they're messengers of light when they really are coming to steal, kill, and destroy.
And anybody that's telling you that the old saying that all mountain, you know, it's all the same mountain and all the roads lead to the top is that's not true. Because the Bible's very clear there's only salvation through Jesus Christ and not through all these other paths.
Well, that's right, because some people say like Muslims and Christians are worshiping the same God, but God has a son and Allah has no son. And Jesus is the only way to the Father. So there's no way you could be worshiping the same God when one has a son and one doesn't.
Yeah.
There is no other way to the Lord except through Jesus Christ.
Yes, and that's plain. In Acts 4:12, anyone should read it, look it up. Okay.
So many people believe that you can find your own way, but this is a lie from the enemy. Nothing else can save except for God himself. I wanted to share Isaiah 43:11. It says, I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. And Hosea 13:4 says, yet I am the Lord thy God from the land of Egypt, and thou shalt know no God but me, for there is no Savior beside me. Eileen, this author, talks about kneeling down to say thank you to her guardian angel, but we are only to bow down to the Lord and thank him for the things that we are grateful for. Yet people are doing this, and it's dangerous because it's opening a door to the demonic realm when you pray to angels and bow down to angels. But this is like Satan wanting praise and worship. This is downright angel worship, what yeah. She's talking about. You know, the Lord is worthy of our praise and our worship, but not angels. We obviously love the good angels from God that are serving the Lord, but not these counterfeit fallen angels who are masquerading around as if they are good for us, because surely they are not. They're telling people that they are ascended masters and how we're going to evolve on the fifth dimension, and this is complete and utter garbage and a deception. I've heard all kinds of crazy New Age ideologies.
Well, yeah, well, I covered Alice Bailey and the Ascended Masters in the previous video, which I put out. People who haven't heard it, they should probably go back. It's the one we put out before this. And there's a lot of channeling was done that's shaped the United Nations and all sorts from alleged Ascended Masters, which are just demons.
Well, I believe this book was channeled too, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no question about it. I know it was.
Hmm.
Because, like, all these fallen angels, they will tell you anything to distract you and keep you from finding out who they really are. They don't want you to know they're fallen angels.
Yeah.
Even though this woman claims to believe in God, it is really just to suck people in, because this book is all about glorifying and praising her guardian angel or spirit guide. She would talk to multiple angels. She said she saw graduations of colors that healed, but only Jesus can truly heal. This starts to sound like people who think crystals can heal them, but it's lies and it's deception. It's just meant to send people down a rabbit trail, but a lot of people get sucked into this, and I did. I mean, I never saw graduation of colors, but, you know, the enemy can make different visions to try to entice you, to make you think it sounds so intriguing. Yet this is what the enemy does, is to give counterfeit visions that do not glorify God and try to mesmerize a person and luring them away from Christ. I think about the anglerfish from Finding Nemo. It has that glowing light hanging off of its head, and it's used to actually lure an unsuspecting fish up to its mouth so it can eat it. I mean, that's what Satan does. He tries to mesmerize people with this false light, but it's wicked and evil. Eileen states that she would go into a desert and meditate on these angels' names, which is surely not a way to connect to the Lord. We need to seek the Lord with all of our hearts. He is the Lord. He is the Messiah. He is the Savior. Jesus is the one who died for us. Not just Eileen, but many people are pushing false doctrines that are not biblical. These are doctrines of demons that are dangerous. Even the Apostle Paul said to let that person be accursed who preaches unto you any other gospel other than the true gospel. The enemy is twisting the word of God to try to confuse people, and they love to pose as benevolent beings because it's easier for them to deceive you that way. And like the Bible says, the devil comes as an angel of light. I did used to read Sylvia Brown books. I was very captivated by a lot of this occult stuff and mediums and soothsayers and things like that. And we all know about the time Sylvia Brown told a family that their child was dead when really they found the child to be alive. And I remember that happening and seeing it in the news. So we are not to go to psychics or mediums or people to read our fortunes. I feel like that woman, Sylvia Brown, was really taking advantage of a family that was in a vulnerable position. This is just opening yourself up to demonic activity, and I can speak from personal experience. I used to do these things. If I could talk to my younger self, I wish I would have just gotten the Bible and studied it, and it would have saved me so much trouble. Instead of reading these mystical books to try to understand things, all we need to do is look to the Holy Spirit to teach us and seek our answers in the Word of God, and I know that now. This book really emphasizes gaining enlightenment and understanding about angels, and it seems to be more about having an experience rather than seeking the Lord with all of your heart, mind, and soul. These New Age books are full of contradictions and lies. Satan is behind all of these books that deny Jesus and the truth of the gospel. These New Age books are a waste of your money.
Yeah, there's a lot of false Christs that give you a false Jesus, but they deny the real Jesus and the power of the resurrection. So there's the big difference.
Yeah, we are able to have relationship with the Lord. We were created for fellowship with the Lord. The Lord gives us wisdom so we can discern the spirits. He teaches us truth so that we can know what is a deception and what is not. The Lord can warn us and protect us from the snares of the devil. This is the enemy's plan, is to pretend to be holy and make you feel like you were having an encounter with God. But really, it's a demonic deception trying to lead you away from your Creator and to try to basically destroy you and eternally separate you from the Lord forever. You have people thinking they were born from aliens. And a lady who meditated in Egypt, I heard about, near the pyramids, said she had a spiritual revelation that she was Cleopatra reincarnated, which is a lie from the pit of hell. And we all need to know what the Word of God says to study and show ourselves approved. If you do want to learn about angels, we can see what the Word of God teaches us about them. We need to be careful of the studies that we listen to and what we expose ourselves to. All of this New Age stuff that is infiltrating the churches, it is really leading a lot of people into darkness. Some people are getting lost in Wicca, and they're still calling it Christian. They aren't seeking Jesus, but still, I guess you could say, seeking spiritual answers. Yet they still end up in darkness, because without Jesus, it doesn't matter who you are, you'll be lost without Jesus. Eileen says that those who have been touched by angels must speak in metaphor or not speak at all. I just want to say, in the Bible, angels clearly spoke to people. An angel spoke to Mary and said she would bear Jesus. This is something we can all understand, and we can talk about it, and it doesn't need any metaphors of any kind, and it's right there in the Word of God. Satan wants to try to make things sound deep and profound to keep you hooked, intrigued, seeking all of this metaphysical stuff and having you pay attention to him and just to distract you. And the enemy just wants to keep you in a delusion, really.
Yeah.
Satan wants to confuse us and makes us feel like we can't find God. Satan wants to deaden us spiritually, keep us in depression, darkness. And he will use a bait to lure a person into some kind of a snare. The enemy twists and perverts the gospel in any way that he can to throw you off. And Satan wants to keep you from your destiny in Christ. And this is kind of the scary part, is that like the lady was talking about Jacob's ladder in this book. She talked to you about Abraham and Jesus. She talked about Daniel and the Bible. So it sounds like you're on the right track when you're reading the book, right? Wrong. Her writing is full of lies, and it's full of so much useless information. It's a time waster, and Satan would love for you to spend hours reading a book that will not only waste your time, but to brainwash you into believing these doctrines of demons, because Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I got rid of 8 garbage bags full of books when I came to the Lord. A lot of these books I got for free. I didn't have to even pay for them. People would give them to me. That's how the enemy works, because he wanted so badly to have me indoctrinated with this stuff. The enemy would love to recreate your studying and understanding of the Bible. This is Satan's game. this book was definitely channeled by demons, because she even says in her book how the angels began communicating these concepts to her. So what we have happening right now more than ever are these mystical books that are being marketed as Christian books, but what they're teaching is absolutely contrary to the word of God. But people are believing this stuff, and they're living in it.
Yeah.
We really do need to be careful about what we're reading and exposing ourselves to. Eileen says that angels don't have lips or tongues to form speech. I remember reading that in the book, and it's just contrary to words God, because she's saying that, like, they have to talk in metaphors, but then she's saying they can't talk. So I don't know. That's just what I remember reading in this book. But that's what's so dangerous about reading all this occult stuff, whether it's in this book or not. There is a lot of contradictions in all this stuff, and it's just garbage. And I remember hearing people lie to me, and they told me that the Bible was old and outdated and not relevant. And I actually fell for that as a kid. I really hope people will find the real Jesus, because it isn't about this worship of angels. It's about looking to Jesus, because he is truth and he loved us first. He is the one who died on the cross to redeem us. And it is through our faith in the Lord that we can have a righteous standing before the Lord, because we put Jesus on as our righteousness. These false teachers love to talk about atoms and matter, to sound so smart and scientific, to try to sound impressive and look intelligent. They will talk about quantum physics, but this is just to grab your attention and get you on that rabbit trail. It's like a bait and switch. There's such a big movement right now promoting love. Eileen, the author, writes, "The only law is the law of love." But the reality is God is love. And their definition of love is not a biblical definition of love. The world does not know what real love is. Love is not a mystical feeling or some kind of elated state. Love is a choice. It isn't based on feelings. Eileen writes that dominions, virtues, and powers govern the functions of the cosmos. The truth is, we are all in a spiritual battle for our souls, and there are principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness that exist. There surely is spiritual wickedness in high places, like Ephesians says. There is a battle for your soul, and it is a war for your soul. These New Age books are full of confusion, and the enemy wants to use them to keep people confused and in bondage. Eileen writes, "Whether this system is any truer than others is uncertain, but it is the one that most scholars have accepted all over the centuries." Just because most people believe something doesn't make it true.
Yeah, and it's probably not even true that most scholars have accepted that anyway. Just because she says it doesn't even mean it's true that they've even had that sort of consensus.
But when she says whether the system is any truer than others is uncertain, that's actually not true, because we actually know that Jesus really did lay his life down for us to redeem us and to purchase us with his blood.
Yeah.
And his work on the cross was to redeem and reconcile himself to us.
True.
We are all going to be accountable as to whether we search for the Lord with our lives, have given our lives to the Lord, that we repented and accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior. I really like that scripture that says that he died for us while we were yet sinners, because he loved us first. But just because a person thinks that the universe is controlled by other forces or whatnot, it does not change the fact that God is who he says he is. What matters is like when we're being judged, whether or not our sins have been washed away, because we're talking about salvation, that when we go to the judgment seat, we will be found blameless. We must seek the Lord while he can be found. Make sure that we are washed by the blood of the Lamb. He is a loving, merciful Savior who offers mercy and grace to the lost. The main focus is the reality of the Word of God. His Word tells us truth and tells us what's really happening. The Bible is our standard. What the Bible says, we know we can trust, because Jesus was the Word and the Word became flesh. Satan doesn't want your eyes to be opened. The New Age books are used to lie to you and teach you things that go against God's word and confuse you. Here's another example of that. Eileen writes, "We don't know much about this heavenly warfare or whether it goes on today. Yet clearly Ephesians talks about this very thing In fact, I have the scripture right here. We've all heard it, I'm sure. It says here, Ephesians 6:12, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." So spiritual warfare is real. The enemy would love for you to think otherwise. Praying is powerful, and we are in a spiritual battle. Even Jesus prayed, and our prayers can dismantle the enemy's plans. Of course, the enemy doesn't want you to know that you are in a battle for your soul. Yet the Word of God clearly tells us the reality of sin and what we are up against. And the enemy studies us, so we should know his snares too. Tony, can you share 2 Corinthians 2:11 with us?
Sure. Okay, so here it is, and this is the King James Version. "Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices."
The Bible is also the sword of the Spirit, which is how we fight Satan. Even Jesus fought the devil with scripture, and this is why we should know about the devil and what his tactics are and how he tries to attack us. That's why I wanted to share that scripture, that we can be savvy to what he's up to. Eileen says that angels speak to our hearts constantly as one channeled by which God graces our beings, and they ceaselessly whisper to us of love and peace and wholeness and how to work toward these goals. The fallen angels are giving instructions on how to actually bring in the New World Order, and they're basing it on a fake love that the world knows as love, but is not the real love of the Savior, Jesus Christ. They'll teach you things that will bring hatred, chaos, and brokenness. We know it is the Lord who we talk to because we have a relationship with the Lord. We talk and pray to our Lord. Eileen is teaching essentially to throw out any intimate personal relationship with God. Eileen is basically teaching people to just focus on your guardian angel instead. The good angels, the one that stayed in heaven, can protect us, minister to us, and we might not even be aware of it because the Bible says that we can entertain angels unaware. But these are the angels who did not forsake their abode in heaven. The fallen angels who were cast out of heaven love to impersonate and imitate God and are telling people they can become ascended masters. It truly is like the same lie that Satan told in the garden, lying to Adam and Eve, telling them that they can be like gods. Eileen says the angels work with us, not upon us or against us. The truth is fallen angels will try to set traps to ensnare a person. Not all angels are good. When those angels were cast out of heaven, they became obviously bad. And Eileen says how angels do not give us orders or disturb our free will. But fallen angels do work against us. They want to take souls to hell, threaten us, and try to manipulate and control our free will and have it line up with Satan's will for your life. And I really have heard quite a few testimonies of people that used to practice Reiki, and when they came out of it, those demonic spirits they used to work with turned on them. So that was pretty fascinating to hear those testimonies. Consulting fallen angels will tell you everything that goes against your best interest. Everything a fallen angel will tell you is designed to lure you further and further away from the straight and narrow. Calling upon fallen angels can give the enemy legal permission to wreak havoc in your life. When a person calls on these fallen angels or these guardian angels, you're opening yourself up to the demonic realm. Satan is obviously a fallen angel, and the Bible talks about how Satan tempted Jesus. Satan tries to tempt us into sin and make us feel trapped. Yet no matter what mess we find ourselves in, God always has a way out. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says in the King James Version, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will, with the temptation, also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." The author also says, in fact, angels have no religion as we know it. Their existence precedes every religious system that has ever existed on earth. An angel's creed is love. So right there, she flat out denies the Bible. It's like right there.
And clearly in the Bible, you do not find accounts of extended periods of angels visiting and being mates with people and all of that sort of thing. They're sent for specific times with specific messages, and then they're gone. And also there are, you know, no cases of angels wanting to be worshipped in the scriptures either, apart from fallen angels.
There was even an angel that rebuked somebody for worshipping him.
Yep. Yeah, there is an account, for example, in Revelation chapter 22, where John, the Revelator, is, you know, having an encounter with an angel. And I'll just read it from the King James Version. "And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, See thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God." So that angel's plainly, flat out telling John not to worship him, but to worship only God alone.
Satan knows scripture amazingly well. And we know Satan has even used scripture to try to attack Jesus, I guess, to tempt him. The point is that this lady, she's really trying to sound credible to people who want to learn more about God, but this book is complete rubbish. It deserves to be burned and destroyed, just like in Acts when they burnt all of their occult books. And, you know, from Acts 19:19, when many of them also which used curious arts brought their books together and burned them before all men, and they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. But it doesn't matter how much money you've spent on these occult books if you have them in your house. For you to destroy them would be the best thing you can do and get them out of your life. This author also claims that these angels want to help us to have peace and not at all glorifying God as the one who brings us peace. The emphasis in this writing is that the angels are fixing things and knowing what to do and being able to transform us. Yet it is Jesus who gives us a new heart and a new spirit, and he is the one who can change us when we cry out to him. I'm sure the good angels are carrying out God's will and getting their orders from the Most High and truly helping to protect us as well. Yet the fallen angels are wanting to bring a false peace to the planet. Only Jesus can bring true peace because he is the Prince of Peace. She claims that the whole earth is hovering on the edge of a transformation so glorious that we have no idea how to describe it. There is a transformation that is going to happen in our planet with the whole New World Order and peace system. But which transformation is she talking about? You know, when God comes back and restores creation? But a lot of this, it is the fallen angels that plan to bring in their godless utopia in this world. She even refers to angels as being seated on earth to live in close relationship to transform the world. But that sounds like as in the days of Noah. Yet we know that fallen angels are working through people and using people to usher in their new world order agenda and believe in a great reset to transform the world, but for the worse. And we are in the last days for sure, and we are late in the hour. I just want to say that I know that there are people who have had real encounters with angels, whether they know it or not. So I don't want to disregard other people who have had experiences or have been helped by angels that have been sent by God. I just want people to know to make sure their focus is on Jesus, because we need to make sure we are not worshiping and yoking ourselves with evil and demonic entities, like all this false stuff that's been going on in a lot of these Christian circles, or even the stuff out in the world that's going on. Some people are teaching these encounters with angels can give you the power to heal others, but if we are not operating with the Holy Spirit, then we are in trouble. I remember when I lived in LA, I met a lady who charged $1,000 an hour to do healing work, and she said she would rub her hands together to get really hot. She asked me if I had any metal plates in my body because she said if I did, I needed to tell her, since she said that it would be 2,000 degrees hot. Needless to say, I had never called her even though she gave me her business card, and all of this is from the enemy. A person looking into this book is being taught to basically glamorize meditation and visualization techniques as a way to be focused and positive. And the author claims that she was able to take control of her actions and her thoughts. But demonic strongholds that we might be battling in our lives, it needs to be dealt with the blood of Christ. And I've wasted so many nights at yoga studios getting into transcendental meditation, altered states of consciousness type of states, and it only demonized me. It made things incredibly worse. So if you want to be focused and have it together, then you should have your eyes opened by the Lord and apply these scriptures to your life, repent, and give your life to Jesus. A reason for being here on this planet is found in realizing that Jesus is real and he has a plan and a purpose for you. The question is, do you want to find that purpose in Christ? Nothing else will satisfy our souls like the presence of the Lord. The New Age movement says that meditation is a way to have a powerful breakthrough in your life, yet it's a really dark place to be, in my opinion. The New Age movement sells you this meditation stuff to make you think that your life will be perfect and you'll have a successful career. But the truth is, this meditation is opening the door for demons to come into your life, and really crazy things can happen. And you need Jesus for a powerful breakthrough in your life. We need God's saving grace and protection and mercy, and that we can be saved. And if you really want to transform yourself, it's the work of the Holy Spirit. The last thing I just wanted to share with everyone is from Luke chapter 19, verses 8 to 10. It says here, "And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." So when you really want true power and true transformation in the Lord, it's a work of the Holy Spirit. This tax collector's heart was changed, and he wanted to help the poor and make himself right before the Lord and pay back any other debts that he should pay back. The whole point of me sharing that is that when you come to the Lord, he has the ability to give you a heart of flesh and a new spirit and a transformation in your life, being born again, being a new creation. There is power walking with the Lord. All of this New Age stuff is never going to give you the spiritual transformation you're looking for, because you got the scales over your eyes and you're blinded. So I really wanted to share that, because I really thought about this tax collector wanting to make his life right before the Lord, helping the poor and paying back any kind of money he should pay back, you know, and getting his life right with the Lord. And that's powerful, to have that kind of a change in your life.
Because he met Jesus, basically, and that's what we all need. There is no true salvation anywhere else. There's no transformative power for good in the other religious systems or in any of this angel worship and stuff. It's emptiness. Our salvation only comes through Jesus Christ. Our eternal destiny is only set by how we relate to Jesus, whether we accept him as our Lord and live our lives with him as our Lord and Savior, or whether we reject that and choose some other method and work out our own salvation through not fear and trembling, as the Bible says, but through the New Age or Wicca or Islam or Buddhism or Hinduism or anything else that says Jesus was just a prophet or just a man or Jesus didn't exist, or, you know, anything other than the true Jesus, who said no one comes to the Father but through me, not through any of the other channeling sources or prophets of old or anything else. So thank you, Holly. Thanks for sharing all that information. It's been really very much of an eye-opener.
I just want to thank people for listening. It's not easy to talk about this stuff. This is a lot of dark stuff to even talk about, in my opinion. So it's not easy, but I really hope that people will walk away with the idea of knowing where they can go if they want truth in their life, so they can come out of a lot of these false teachings if they are under one. I just wanted to let people know that I've studied this stuff for probably over 20 years of my life. So I really, really am glad that God opened my eyes to this stuff and pulled me out of it. And I really do believe, I heard something so beautiful. Somebody said, when you love Jesus so much, he will lead you and guide you right out of lies and deceptions and cults and things like that. He'll just pull you right out of that darkness. So anyway, thanks for listening, guys.
And thank you for sharing it, Holly. And folks, don't forget to make sure you subscribe to our website, aminutetomidnight.com, because we do place articles on there. Just please go and subscribe to us at our website down the right-hand side of the web page at aminutetomidnight.com. And also, we do run A Minute to Midnight 100% by donations. If anyone does want to help, it's always appreciated. And you can do that at our website, aminutetomidnight.com. And the music used, I've written, played, and recorded. So that's it for this episode. God bless, and God willing, we will be back before too long with another one.